John S. Doyle is here with It Says in the Papers.
A crisis for the defence forces is how the Irish Times sums up the report by the Independent Review Group on sexual misconduct, bullying and discrimination in the forces. A horror report, says the Irish Sun. A damning review, says the Irish Daily Mail. The Irish Independent says there is something very rotten in the Irish Army. The cap badge of the Defence Forces, Oglaigne Héireann, is displayed large on the Irish Examiner front page. Badge of dishonour, says the headline, under a selection of quotes from people who spoke to the review group, starting with, "I was followed, mocked, threatened with violence, assaulted." The shocking details in the report fully validate the campaign by the Women of Honour group of former Defence Forces members for a statutory inquiry into the matter, says the Times. The Independent leads with a story about airport security. Gabia Gata-Vetskaita reports that a man made it through Dublin Airport and boarded a flight without a passport or a boarding pass on Monday. Abdul Ahmed from Newcastle in the UK was removed by airport police from his seat on a flight to Birmingham and was fined €700 in court in Dublin yesterday morning, she writes. An All-Ireland winning hurler, Pat Ryan of Limerick, was jailed yesterday for 2 weeks after he committed perjury during a previous speeding case. So the Irish Daily Star reports in its lead story. The Irish Daily Mirror leads with praise for new laws to crack down on dangerous dogs from the family of Alejandro Mijan, the 10-year-old boy who the paper says suffered life-changing injuries when a pit bull terrier tore off his lower lip last year. There are two marine stories on the front pages. In The Independent, Ken Foy reports that a major Irish fishing firm was searched by specialist Gardaí yesterday as part of an international probe into allegations that an African president was paid more than €20 million in bribes in exchange for fishing rights. In The Times, Conor Gallagher reports that the Defence Forces scrambled to deploy ships and aircraft this week after spotting two Russian government vessels off the west coast equipped with technology capable of interfering with subsea cables. Suspicions were raised when the ships were spotted loitering near a newly operational communications cable linking Ireland and Iceland, the paper says. The letters page of The Times has four letters about a call earlier in the week by the paper's columnist Una Mullally for cars to be removed from the centre of Dublin to reduce noise and air pollution. Three readers are in favour, one against. Also against is another columnist for the paper, Michael McDougall. He conjures up a happy scenario of people who might like to travel in an electric car on a wet evening to a city centre cinema, theatre or music venue and be able to park in a convenient multi-storey car park and later drop off their friends to their homes.